The whale ship Essex, commanded by George Pollard Jr., left Nantucket in 1819. While hunting whales in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the ship was rammed and sunk by an 80-ton sperm whale. Thousands of miles from land, the 20 crew members took to three small open whaleboats. For roughly 90 days, as they tried to sail to the coast of South America, the men endured unimaginable hardships, including fierce storms, thirst, starvation, death, and cannibalism. At the end, there were 8 survivors. The true story of the Essex disaster was part of Herman Melville's inspiration for the great American novel Moby Dick, and is the subject of the award-winning history book In the Heart of the Sea by Nantucketer Nathaniel Philbrick. First Mate Owen Chase, whose portrait here is on loan to the museum from his descendants, was one of the survivors. Chase, an able if somewhat opinionated whaleman, was working his way up to become a captain. During the voyage of the Essex, there were several disagreements between Captain Pollard and his first mate. At the time of the ramming, Chase was aboard the Essex, making repairs to his whaleboat. Captain Pollard shouted, "My God, Mr. Chase, what is the matter?" Chase responded, "We have been stove by a whale." Upon his return to the island, Chase wrote a book about the disaster of the Essex. Chase cited his need to provide for his family as his motivation for publication. Shortly after his return, he sailed away on a New Bedford whaler. He later commanded 5 successful whaling voyages from New Bedford and Nantucket, retiring to his house on Orange Street in 1840. In his later years, he suffered frequent nightmares and debilitating headaches and hoarded food and water. One of the Essex survivors was a young man named Benjamin Lawrence. During his unbearable time in the whaleboat, Lawrence collected stray rope fibers and twisted them into the tiny piece of spun yarn, or twine, displayed here. He vowed that if he ever made it back to Nantucket safely, this would be a reminder of the terrible ordeal that the men suffered. It is the sole surviving artifact from the wreck of the Essex. On the touchscreen display, follow the voyages of 6 whaling vessels and their crews who hunted whales on the world's oceans during 1819 and 1820. Follow their journeys through logbook and journal excerpts, and follow the final journey of the Essex and its survivors.